The following program is sponsored. The opinions and statements made by the host and the guests do not necessarily reflect the views of WBOB or its parent company, the Chesapeake Portsmouth Broadcasting Corporation.
AM 600 The Answer presents the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show, brought to you by Frontline Insurance. If you want to know where those fish are, what those fish are biting, and how to get them in the boat, then you've come to the right place. Captain Vic would love to hear from you, so give him a ring at 222-8255. That's 222-8255. And now, here's the host of the Still Just Fishing Show, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning on the Still Just Fishing Show, 222-8255. Give us a call. Let us know
if you've been this week. That was a good nap during that long break. I'm just kidding.
As much as we talk during the break.
It's like this, you know, when the lawyer is not here on those Saturdays,
yeah.
I sit here and I get a good 20-minute nap in.
You have to keep pushing buttons during that time.
That's great.
I had a friend of mine who used to, he went to the boss and told him that I ain't got nothing to do. That was a mistake.
No, yeah, you don't want to do that.
Yeah.
So I hope he didn't hear
Here's your brother.
Not this early, huh? Yep. Going to come up with a Christmas list and a stocking list and all that stuff here to, you know, to talk about next week and, you know, about your favorite anglers. There's all kind of Christmas gifts you can get for an angler. If there's any kind of new lure out or whatever, they'll love to have it. They, you know, rod and reel. I mean, really for a fisherman and a normal, you know, recreational angler, there's a lot you can get for them. You know, you go over strike zone and, you know, usually you can kind of look around and, you know, in the garage or in the boat, you know, what a fisherman has, but just little stuff too for stocking stuffers like this Calcutta scissors we were talking about,
the
yellow handled Calcutta scissors that cut braid so easily.
Yeah. And, you know, those guys are real knowledgeable over there too.
They really are.
If you say, look, my husband or my, you know, whatever, my son does this kind of fishing and he can put you on what you need to use, what you would might want to put in a stocking or stuffer, you know.
Yeah, I tell you,
they're pretty good.
That Calcutta brand, I haven't run into a product yet that I have that has a Calcutta name on it that isn't a good product. Those little scissors, you say?
Yeah.
I mean, that cooler, my goodness, you saw that yesterday?
I did.
That cooler still got ice in it.
From Monday.
Yeah. Friday afternoon. I know it's winter time. I'm not saying it's going to do that when it's 90, 95 plus, but my goodness. Yeah,
usually they'll hold them you know, they'll hold that ice for days like that. If you pack it full of ice in the summertime, it's got to be packed full of ice, but it'll hold it that way then. But like you say, in the wintertime like this, it sure helps it a lot.
Yeah.
And, but I'd say those coolers are on the same quality, you know, as a Yeti. I mean, I got a Yeti. I got one of those big 124 Tundras, you know, the big Yetis. And, I mean, it works good, but you got to put enough ice in it because it's got such a huge area inside of it, you know.
Then you need a dolly or a crane to pick it up, right?
Yeah, it's pretty heavy.
I keep getting afraid that when I take my Calcutta off the upper shelf in the garage, I'm going to slip and it's going to come down and crush me to death.
those coolers are heavy, but they have to be.
It's sort
of like,
out.
You know, it's sort of like when you got decks on the boat where you got compartments that you walk on. I mean, they've got to be made heavy. They got to be made, you know, good enough where you can step on them and walk on them and stuff like that, you know.
They've got good rubber legs on them. At all four corners, don't they? Does the Yeti have that? Because the Calcutta's got that.
Yeah.
Yeah, that Calcutta, man, I tell you, it's only a 55 liter. I don't think I can handle it more than that. That thing is practically a two-man lift by itself. I know.
Almost didn't get it.
I know. Yeah. I was glad. That was the best money I've spent this year at the best
price.
Score I ever made at the tent sale was that Calcutta 55 liter.
Yeah. How much did you pay for it?
At the tent sale was $139,
and that was a great price.
Yeah. And then having to hump it, having a hump at about 400 yards to the truck. I was like, I was huffing.
That's when you need the dolly.
Yeah. It's got everything but wheels on it. It's got a little light inside of it, and it's definitely airtight.
Well, you know, wheels on a cooler is one of the best things they come out with, okay? But putting a cooler in the boat with wheels on it is not a good idea. They need to be able to put a lock on those wheels, because let me tell you, you put a cooler, you know, in a boat that's got wheels on it, that thing is going to move, you know? And, I mean, you know, a lot of people, of course, bring coolers like that, you know, on my boat, but, it's funny because I try to put, you know, put them to where I can kind of lock them into a certain place where they won't move around, you know, because that's kind of the bad thing about them. The cooler with wheels on it in a boat is it will move, you know. I mean, you can come down off plane and the boat's slowing down and it'll roll forward or, you know, roll back when you take off and get
up
on plane.
That's one thing I can't tolerate in my boat. What we called in the Navy gear drift when stuff starts slamming around. It's got to be all secure.
Yeah. That's what I like. I want it secure. I want it to sit still, you know, stuff like that, you know, so it doesn't move around.
I just wish Calcutta, getting back to Calcutta products again, I wish Calcutta would come back with those little gear bags. They were only about 10 by 10, and they were perfect size, and they had all those Ziplocs inside of them, heavy-duty Ziplocs, and you just make up your rigs. And I was going to have one for every
purpose. That's just way too small for Ted.
Full.
No, it's just too light.
Full. In fact, I'm in
he
a dilemma
pack it
now.
He with sinkers, and then he'd be okay.
The zipper hand, you know, the little tab on it, on the zipper, you see, it broke off.
Yeah.
And now I'm in a dilemma.
Yeah.
I got to use a pair of pliers to open it now.
Yeah.
It's stuffed with plastics.
Oh, man. Yeah, look at this. Somebody just sent me a text of a beautiful morning out there. Nice sunrise.
Is that the jetties?
Yeah, it looks like it's coming up over the ocean there.
Yeah.
Yeah, that is so pretty. That is nice. Yep, that's the jetties. I can see the jetty rocks.
Yeah, I really like vendors that carry good products like that. So the other day when I was, I got over there to Black Fly after I get, you know, whenever I'm shopping at Strike Center, I always get real thirsty. So I went over there to see what they had. They had spicy lobster hush puppies. You know how we've been enjoying those conch fritters over there? Now the conch fritters are always good, but they had spicy lobster hush puppies and those were awesome. So I'm sitting in there and I'm enjoying these hush puppies and conch fritters and sipping on an I-10 and just loving life. And Dave's over there waiting on his ahi tuna. And I said, man, I started talking to him. I said, I really like the Calcutta products you carry. I said, I haven't run into one yet that isn't well made. Mm-hmm. And I started talking up that cooler, because that Calcutta Renegade cooler I got, that was probably the best purchase I've made this year.
Well, and like I say, you know, even those scissors, I mean, people just buy regular scissors, or I noticed a lot of people like to use fingernail clippers, things like that. But with that braid, if those fingernail clippers are not super duper sharp, they're just not going to cut it good, you know, or you have to mash it and pull on it, you know, to try to cut it. But those Calcutta scissors, those little yellow handled scissors, they got the grooves along the blade. So it just holds that line still,
and they're the
you
bomb.
Can see how I just hold that line out, and you're not even holding it tight. It's just the ends dangling, and you can even cut a quarter inch off. I mean, it's just
If you don't have some, you need to get you some. I know I'm going to be getting me some.
Yeah, they're the best scissors I've ever found, and they got them over at Strike Zone. So
get over serrated scissor.
Yeah. It's almost right. Just a little
groove. Little grooves in them. That line falls in that groove. It don't move.
Right. Yep. I mean, I talk about the best thing for cutting braid. I mean, they cut monofilament too. But don't go use them like trying to cut your wire ties and things like that with them, because you're going to ruin the blade. You want to keep it only for cutting fishing line. Believe me, it's going to be worth it. Get you a regular pair of scissors to do the other stuff, or a pair of dykes or something, you know. We'll be right back.
Thank you. That's right, Jacksonville. You can go to a lot of places in North Florida to buy a gun. But at Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year. How? Wild West Guns buys dealer direct and passes the savings on to you. There's no middleman. You get the factory direct price every time. Plus, at Wild West Guns, you can choose from the very best selection in all of Jacksonville. Whatever you need, Wild West Guns has it. From handguns to hunting rifles, from shotguns to AK-47s, from Glock to SIG, Remington to Vanelli, Bushmaster to Stag, Wild West Guns has got you covered big time. The right gun, the right ammo, the right price, guaranteed. Wild West Guns, Lane Avenue South, Northeast Florida's premier firearms dealer. You get the factory direct price every time. Wild West Guns, you're guaranteed the best price every day of the year.
Cross Creek Steakhouse and Ribs on Lane Avenue between I-10 and Normandy Boulevard on the west side. The home of great baby back ribs, steaks aged and cut by their in-house butcher, and the best shrimp in town. Come in and try one of their great combination platters. Make sure you try their southern side dishes. Are you having an event? Cross Creek Catering can make it special. They cater events from 5 to 5,000, every kind of food. Call 783-9579. That's 783-9579. Visit their website and look at their catering and takeout menus. Cross Creek, the taste of old Florida.
You can always trust Captain Vic to put you right where the fish are biting. Just like you can always trust Frontline Insurance to insure your home with the best coverage possible. At Frontline, we'll help you create an action plan with our trusted vendors and contractors to make repairs to your home. The best part? We'll help pay the cost of those eligible home repairs. Now that's smarter insurance. Find your local Frontline agent at frontlineinsurance.com. Frontline Insurance, building home partnerships with coastal Floridians since 1998.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
If you go along Hexer Drive to fish, you'll find there's a great place for bait and tackle to stop at, and that's Browns Creek Fish Camp, located at 5212 Hexer Drive. They have everything you need for a complete day on the water. Browns Creek Fish Camp is one of the few locations where you can pull your boat in and restock your bait supply if you run out while you're fishing. A big supporter of the Recreational Fishing Alliance, give them a call today at 904-757-1600. That's 904-757-1600.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. I want to thank Frontline Insurance for, you know, keeping us on the air for another year here. They've just renewed our contract for another year. So,
all right.
Hopefully, you know, we're going to be able to stay on the air now for another year and keep going. And hopefully, you know, keep these other sponsors going. I know you had great luck with the... I've had really good luck with them too. You know, of course, Browns Creek Fish Camp and Brian Dutcher with Lil Hooker, you know, Matt out there at Trolling Motor Services Plus, Craig Van Brocklin with Dimitri Insurance, Cross Creek Restaurant, and
Browns,
Browns Creek Fish Camp out there on Hexer Drive, you know, Safe Harbor Seafood, and the marina and the restaurant out there, the fish house and all that. So anyway, all of these people did, really appreciate them helping us stay on the air for another year here.
What about Victor? Victor still
Yeah, Wild West.
Yeah, Wild West
Guns and Gold over there on Lane Avenue. And so anyway, hopefully, please, you hear the ads, every 15 and 45 minutes in our show. So please go see our sponsors, tell them you heard about them on the Still Just Fishing Show. And, Craig Van Brocklin with Dimitri Insurance, he's been a long time sponsor of our show. Want to try to keep us on the air, which is really great. I appreciate that.
Yep. I still need to go check out Victor's selection. I need to go in there and need to meet him personally.
Great guy.
I want to go in there and look, see if I can find a single action army wheel gun. Mm-hmm. I like those, the old cowboy pistol. Yeah, man.
Oh yeah. They got them. A bunch of them.
Simple. Yeah. Simple, and it's just a...
I like revolvers. I got a couple revolvers. Mine's 38s, both the revolvers I have are 38s, and I like them. So.
And the Ruger sight blew up when I... Ruger made a single, a 22. It was called a single six back in the 70s, 60s and 70s, and when I... posted a picture of my pop's blue single six with the stag grips, and that page just blew up, man. People were like, oh, whoa, where'd you get that? And, man, that's beautiful. And I was like, it's got two cylinders. It's really nice. It's got a regular 22 cylinder, and then it's got a 22 mag cylinder for it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I'd just like to get a full-size 45, something in a 44 or 45 single-action army. In a 4 3/4 inch barrel. That's a great gun. You watch.
And if he don't have it, he can get it, let me tell you.
Yeah.
Victor can get it for you over there. I forgot about one of the other revolvers. When I said I only have two, I have my grandfather's police pistol.
Really?
From the 19-teens.
Yeah. Was that a Colt or a Smith?
I think it's a Colt.
Colt? Yeah. Man, they were supposed to be tack drivers from what I understand. Mm.
I want to get a tactical shotgun.
Glad you brought that up. What is the effective? I might have to get Leon to call in. Leon's like my arms resource. He knows everything and anything about just about any gun there is. The effective range on a shotgun, because these crows keep flying over when they go over my property. They're at about 700 or 800 feet high, and I'm like, come on down a little bit lower. But I don't know what the effective range when these guys are dropping waterfowl and stuff. I don't know what I'm assuming the effective range is inside of 100 yards. So
I guess it depends on the choke and the type of
load
you're using.
Yeah. Leon would know.
When I shoot,
yeah, Leon would. Yeah.
He is a gun guru. He knows that stuff.
Yep. I borrowed my nephew's, it's been a couple of years ago, went skeet shooting, never done it before. And I borrowed his gun, and he put the choke in there for me. And it was perfect. He picked just the right choke, and I just enjoyed shooting them things with it.
It just keeps the pattern tighter, doesn't it?
Yeah. Yeah.
Well, it varies, I think.
It varies depending on this choke.
Yeah.
You could unscrew it and then put a different size, different one in there.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And it worked great. I never shot skeet before, and I hit pretty good. I enjoyed it. It was fun.
It is fun. I only did it one time years ago. Had some friends of mine invited me to go do it with them. I had never done it before when I went. Of course, we always, went hunting and always hunted rabbits. And my dad used to train rabbit dogs, and they run pretty fast. And
they had
to lead them, too. So we used to hunt on Quarantine Island almost all the time. Yeah. That island right underneath the Dane's Point Bridge.
Yeah.
That was one of my dad's favorite places to hunt out there. That place full of rabbits. you know.
Ship Island is too, or used to be when I was a kid. It's out off from Gulfport and Biloxi. And you can go, I think they used to have like a fort out there. I don't know if it's still there or not, but you can go out there and stand on the beach in a low tide and just go in there and have somebody shake the bushes. And those rabbit will run out onto the beach. Just, I mean, bunch of them. And you can, all you have to do is just shoot in that direction. You'll hit two or three. You'll hit three of them easy. And then we'd have spaghetti sauce with rabbit in it. It was pretty good.
Yeah, my wife, we always had either squirrel purlo or rabbit purlo, which is, of course, it's like chicken and rice, but it's rabbit and rice. You know. And,
how is it?
It's good.
Pretty good.
And we used to have squirrel rice. You know, I don't know why my mom called it Perlo. I don't know if that's a standard name or whatever, but that's all growing up. That's what we knew it by, you know. But, you know, we used to hunt like that. And we, like I say, we hunted that island a lot, you know, because, you know, that place. Now, we used to, when I was younger, we had tried hunting, it's Blunt Island now, but back then, we called it Rattlesnake Island because that place, Blunt Island Port now, before it was a port, I mean, that island was full of rattlesnakes. I mean, full. It was terrible. You go out there, I mean, you couldn't hardly walk without seeing two or three rattlesnakes. So
that usually means there's a lot of rats out there because usually they go hand in hand because the rattlesnakes like the little rodents.
Yeah.
And that's
this is before they had rabbits.
Yeah. Rabbits or rats or whatever a snake can.
We never saw that many of them on quarantine, but boy, that was, you know, because Ross Allen used to come from Silver Springs. You know, we did that rattlesnake show down there. And he used to come up there to Blunt Island, is where he caught his rattlesnakes at. To do his show down there at Silver Springs.
Ross Allen and Bill Haas were like the two big snake specialists when I was growing up in Florida. And Bill Haas's Serpentarium was right on US-1, right between Miami and Princeton, right in there, South Miami. And they were open, and that's where we used to sell all our snakes. They would buy... When we'd catch a big corn snake or something, they'd buy it and they would put them on their exhibits in there.
That'd be a great place to make some antivenom. Catch you.
That's
a bag
what he
bowl,
did. Yeah, that's what he did.
Yeah, that's what Ross Allen did too. He some of his shows at Silver Springs is where he milked the rattlesnakes.
And Bill Haas would milk rattlesnakes and cobras too. And it was scary seeing them do that.
Yeah.
I don't think any of them has never been bit. I mean, everyone I've ever talked to or seen, you know, they all been bit one time or another.
Bill Haas got bit multiple times.
Yeah, so did Ross. Yeah.
They
bit a lot.
We had a snake guy come and do a show one time at this place I was working at, and he said that he asked if anybody had ever been bit by a rattlesnake, and nobody said yes, but he said, you don't want to feel it because it burns. The pain is equivalent to like being burnt with a blowtorch.
Ooh, wow.
He said that's how bad it burns. They somehow are able to measure the pain threshold of how bad that rattlesnake venom burns when it goes in.
Wow. Yep. I just would not imagine that. I know last year my wife got bit twice by a snake. Luckily, it wasn't poisonous, but
still freak you out though.
She got bit twice. You know, in the front yard. It's
what kind of snake was it?
I forget, but it was just, you know. Excuse me, but I forget what it was, but it wasn't poisonous.
Maybe Hubbard will call in and tell what it was like to get. Have a blue crab bite you on your earlobe.
Give us a call, 222-8255.
How do you get it up there?
We'll be back.
Talk Radio, AM 600, 101.1 FM.
WBOB.
With SRN News, I'm Jeremy House in Washington. British counterterrorism police are searching for clues into an attack that left two people dead and three injured near London Bridge. Police say a man was imprisoned for 6 years for terrorism offenses before his release last year and stabbed several people on Friday. Attention has shifted from discounters like Walmart and Target on Thanksgiving Day to malls on Black Friday, where traffic has been on the decline amid the increasing popularity of online shopping. A powerful storm stretching from California to New England is threatening major disruptions during the year's busiest travel weekend. Forecasters have warned that snow and ice could thwart millions of people hoping to get home after Thanksgiving. A bill originally to help law enforcement investigate cold cases of murdered and missing indigenous women has floundered in Congress for 2 years. Now it may have the financial and political backing to become law. Money has been dedicated toward the...
So, what would you do with an extra $500 a month in your budget? $500. This isn't hypothetical, by the way. This is something you may need to think about very soon if you decide to become a member of MediShare. MediShare is a way to pay for your health care, and typically it costs $500 less per month for a family versus other health care plans. So seriously, think about this. You could pay off loans, pay down a mortgage, save the money for retirement, donate to charity. That would be a big deal. But you know what? Here's the best thing. MediShare works. It's a Christian healthcare sharing ministry with 400,000 members. They've shared over $2 billion in medical bills, so they can help share your needs too. And with MediShare, not only do you save, you don't have to pay for things you don't believe in. And that's a beautiful thing too. So here's how you can find out more, and you might actually wind up saving even more than $500 a month. So check into it. 877-64-BIBLE. That's 877-64-BIBLE. 877-64-BIBLE.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, and as you know, my passion is to help each and every one of you get the best sleep of your life. That's why I created my new Giza Dreams bed sheets. I started by using the world's best cotton called Giza. It's only grown in a region between the Sahara Desert, the Mediterranean Sea, and the Nile River, where the weather conditions are perfect for one crop, cotton. My bed sheets are ultra soft, breathable, and extremely durable. They come in a variety of colors, and now for a limited time, when you use your promo code, I'll give you my best offer ever. Buy one set of my Giza Dream Sheets and get another set absolutely free. I guarantee they're going to be the most comfortable sheets you'll ever own.
For limited time, go to MyPillow.com. When you buy a set of Giza Sheets, Mike will give you a set of Giza Sheets for free when you use promo code WBOB or call 800-950-9024 and give them promo code WBOB for this fantastic offer.
Florida controls the destiny of this nation, and we live on the front lines in the fight for America. Our votes, our actions, will determine our future. We are the battleground. Tune in to Battleground News with Karen Morton and Jim Davis, covering national, state, and local issues, and how you can enlist in this battle for America's future. 5 to 6 p.m. every Monday and Friday, right here on AM 600 and FM 101.1. Talk Radio WBOB.
How will the weather affect you? WBOB Weather.
It'll be sunny with a high of 75, some patchy fog overnight, and then mostly clear, lows of 63. 40% chance to shower Sunday, breezy, partly sunny skies, highs near 80, and then mostly cloudy and breezy with lows of 51 Sunday night. And then Monday and the rest of the week, sunny skies, highs into the upper 50s to around 62, nighttime lows near 40.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. So, tell us what lures you bought at the, now that you, the trout that took the lure away from you, tell us which lure you went and replaced them.
Not with a fish, but.
A broken glass, what was the number of it?
It was the MR-17BG.
MR-17BG.
Yep.
And that BG means broken glass?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, okay. And it was green.
It was that chartreuse, real bright, broken glass green, and with a black top and an orange bottom. Mm. And it did really, I thought it did really well. Mm-hmm. He picked up one from Academy Sports and went out and caught him a trout on it.
Now, that was is that a suspending lure?
Yes, it's a very slow sinking. It's
suspending twitch bait.
Yeah, you got the mini, and then you got the MR-17, and then you get the MR-27, which is the next size up. Then you get the XL. Those the bigger ones will sink a little faster, but they all act the same. But I haven't found a broken glass color yet in the 27 MR-27.
And I can't wait to go toss that little. I got the.
It casts pretty good for it to be as small as it is.
That trout, yeah,
yeah. That mirror lure. Yeah.
And what size line were you casting it on?
Mine was 20.
20 pound. No.
And mine was I think 15 pound braid.
Yeah, you don't want more than 20 on it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
10 or 15 is probably better.
I think it might have been 17. I forget what Charlie spooled it up with over there when I got that Stratic.
10 or 15 is always a better, you know, better line to cast as far as, you know, getting your distance and all that stuff if you can do it. And I use 20 pound, you know, spider wire on mine because, you know, just try. I use the same rods to, you know, throw jigs for, you know, redfish up in the creek, stuff like that too. So being able to use that same rod, like you were talking about, Chris, you take the 3 and 3 out, you know, 3 bait casters, 3 spinners out, you know, I'm not able to do that. I have to take all the same, you know, go out there and I mean, it's like usually I take 4 spinners. It depends on how many people I have, but I always like to have that extra one. So I take 4 spinners, 4 bait casters, and because we've been doing, you know, bottom fishing for drum and stuff like that out there at the jetties and in the river and all.
Yeah, people that fish with you are fishing with, like, superb equipment. Those your standard charter spinners are excellent. I mean,
I think they are.
The day we were waiting on your trailer to be worked, and I was I picked one of them up that you had with a grub or something on there, and I was using it. I like it. Ugly stick with a pen.
Yeah,
spinner. It's a real solid outfit.
Yeah, it is, and it handles the fish. I mean, you know, you can get a good sheep's head on there. You know, good 7-8 pound sheep's head. You can get a 31-inch red we had on the other day. I mean, you can handle them. You know,
yeah, they might be small and light, and they're comfy to fish with, but they've got plenty of muscle.
Yeah,
if you run into something that's a little stout,
because
you frequently run into, you know, 30-inch reds or 30 to 35s, in there that'll surprise you up there in the creeks.
Well, even throwing bombers in the river, a lot of times we'll hook into a not a 30-inch but a 30-pound red. I mean, a big red, you know.
Yeah.
And of course, you know, it's you don't want to lose the lure to a redfish, but
no.
But those are able to get them in, you know. Now I don't bottom fish for bull reds with them, of course, you know, but. But, you know, when you accidentally catch one out there, you know, then that's, you know, with the lures and stuff, you know, topwater lures sometimes. I mean, a lot of times people say, you know, big reds like that won't hit a topwater, but they sure will, you know.
Yeah.
If you get them in the shallow water, they sure will. They'll nail a topwater. I mean, we've caught some over the years that are like 30 pounds on topwater, which is a huge red for topwater.
That's got to be, you know, that's got to be exciting, getting a real truck like that on a,
and I can tell you,
topwater.
Yeah, you know where that sandbar sticks out when you kind of right there across from Blunt Island, you're fixing to go into Mill Cove, but on the right side, you know, that's pretty shallow way out, and we catch a lot of ladyfish there at times to use for bait and things like that. And we were throwing topwater over there for ladyfish one day, and that's where we were only in about 4 or 5 foot of water, and when him bull reds just decided he wanted it, you know, and he came up and hit it, and that's just a fabulous.
It's the best cut bait ever.
But the ladyfish,
but you have to use it right then, I tried freezing it. Don't work. No, it's nasty.
Well, the pinfish will be fine. When you can freeze pinfish and then thaw it back out just like you can any other porgy. I mean, you know, you freeze sheeps and have it fried up later, and it's just as good like it's fresh caught. But man, that's got to be something to catch a get a big red crasher.
Yeah, it's, I mean, it doesn't happen often at all. Not often at all. But in places where your water is pretty shallow for a big area like that, in that area is one thing. That's right there on that mud bar, sandbar, we call it, right in there, up in Mill Cove. A lot of times, just past the Dane's Point Bridge, and you know, behind that rock wall that runs all down through there, you get some of them big reds will get in there sometimes, you know. Some of those areas like that where it's shallow, but yet it's right there at deep water. You know, you'll get a big red that'll cruise up in there.
Yeah, it'd still take a it's something that big. You're going to have to turn it loose. You're not going to be eating it anyway. I'd just as soon have a big Jack Crevalle crush a topwater and
I love it.
They're ripping off. Man, they're fun.
I love catching Jack Crevalle on topwater because they won't just kind of roll on it or boil on it.
They crush.
They're gonna try to get that thing. Yeah. Mm-hmm. I mean, they may hit it four or five times. When I've gotten in schools of them, used to in the intercoastal, you'd hit some pretty good schools, and then also in Mill Cove, you know, because they'd school up those glass minnows in there and be hitting them. Oh, it's so funny is when you're casting this topwater like that for those jacks, a lot of times I'll work that thing too fast for them, you know, and just watch them. They'll be right behind it, just splash, 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 splash.
But they don't give up.
What I mean. Yeah. You know, they won't like sometimes a big old trout will blow up and go away, you know, or a redfish, you know, do the same thing. That jack, he's
relentless.
Yeah. And then, after a few splashes, just slow it down a little bit, boom, he's on it.
You ever see the really big Jack Crevalles? I thought it was like going to be a trevally, but it wasn't. It actually looked like Crevalles. I think we were talking about this one time where they'll come flying out of the water and grab a seabird.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. That's amazing.
Yeah, it is.
I'm like, you want to talk about.
I don't know
about,
if you've ever seen that videos of them doing that or not, but yeah, they'll come right out of the water and grab the birds.
You talk about exciting. Yeah. I'm like, whoa. I'm like, that was a jack. He just grabbed a bird. I'm like,
in flight.
You know that?
In flight.
That fellow that does river monsters.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Now, he was trying to figure out what was going on in some area.
Mm-hmm.
And these trevally, they're just big jacks, huge jacks. And he says they'll kill a shark.
Mm-hmm.
He said they ram them is what they do.
Wow. Really?
When you get a 65, 80-pound trevally that's going to ram you, it'll put hurt on you.
That's why I got that blunt, that big blunt nose on there, a battering ram, huh?
That's what he was saying.
Well, y'all going to go out this week?
I hope so.
I don't know. You know, when I can't wear shorts, you know.
Hey. It might be a while before you wear shorts again, you know.
Yeah, I might have to put on my khakis.
We are getting into the wintertime.
My khakis and my Schmerper boots. I still got to get my new Grundin's bibs hemmed up. I got to slip on my Mayport Nikes and use them as find out where to hem these things at. Of course, I don't have a sewing machine. I might have to use some. I don't know, rubber cement or something.
No, you can take and just
glue them up.
Hand sew it.
Yeah. I got to be fashionable, though.
Well, if you find out where they're at, then you can get somebody, you know. I mean, my wife can sew on her sewing machine.
Yeah, I was just wondering about it. When you hem them, I mean, you don't want to compromise the waterproofing on there. You know what I mean? By stitching through them, I that's the only reason I was really seriously considering.
What are they made out of?
They're some kind of rubber or polypropylene on the outside.
Yeah, then you can get some rubber cement and do it.
Something like that.
Yeah. Just whenever you do glue the hems together, make sure your leg hole is open so you don't glue the leg hole shut.
Hey, what's going on here?
Anyway, we'll be right back.
When you have insurance needs, be sure to visit Angler and Dimitri Insurance Services agent Craig Van Brocklin for a personalized quote on auto, home, boat, life, and commercial insurance. Save time and money with protection you can count on. Give Craig a call at 904-899-1106. That's 904-899-1106 for Dimitri Insurance Services.
Trolling Motor Services Plus is now open for business. They're an authorized dealer and warranty service center for Minn Kota, Motor Guide, and Rodan Trolling Motors. They're also your home for power pole anchors and cannon downrigger service and repair. Trolling Motor Services Plus sells, repairs, and installs pretty much anything electrical for your boat, including keep alive oxygen systems. Call Matt today at Trolling Motor Services, 573-0480. That's 573-0480. Check them out online at trollingmotorservicesplus.com.
Safe Harbor Seafood, Mayport Shrimp, Seared Tuna, and Spinach. Have your fresh filet, fresh fish, black and grilled or fried, or try their traditional seafood fry platters. Always remember Safe Harbor Seafood, located at 4378 Ocean Street in Mayport, Florida. Restaurant hours are Tuesday and Thursday, 10:30 a.m. to 6 p.m., Fridays and Saturdays, 10:30 a.m. to 8 p.m., and Sundays, 10 a.m. to 7 p.m. Safe Harbor is a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder. Palm Valley Fish Camp, located at 299 Roscoe Boulevard North, or North Beach Fish Camp, located at 103rd Street in Neptune Beach, or Julington Beach Fish Camp, located in Mendrin, has you covered for your day of fishing. Owner Ben Groeschel has set the hook perfectly. Lunch opens Wednesday through Sunday with dinner 7 days a week. Try the main dishes, shrimp and grits and black and mahi. Always check out the fresh fish at the fish camps. All fish camps are a proud sponsor of the Flounder Pounder.
Durance Tree Service, servicing Northeast Florida for over two decades. They do the whole nine yards, from light tree trimming to the largest tree removal. Homeowners beware, don't let uninsured contractors on your property. Durance Tree Service is family owned and operated, fully licensed and insured, with workman's comp on all their employees. For the absolute best tree service in Northeast Florida, call Durance Tree Service at 449-2848. That's 449-2848.
Lil Hooker Clothing and Accessories, performance apparel for all ages, on and off the water. Lil Hookers offers quality and comfortable apparel for men, women, and children. Make the most of every cast. Don't wear clothing that's in the past. Get your gear today. Contact Brian Dutcher at 904-408-1526. Here's that number again right there. It's 904-408-1526. And remember this, y'all. Lil Hooker don't play. We stay catching fish all day.
Let's get back to the Captain Vic Tyson's Still Just Fishing Show on AM 600 WBOB. Today's show is brought to you by Frontline Insurance. Visit frontlineinsurance.com and get a homeowner's quote today. The Still Just Fishing Show is a live call-in show, so give us a ring at 904-222-8255. That's 904-222-8255. And now, here's your host, the Wizard of the Waterways, Captain Vic Tyson.
And we're back this morning. And now, so you say you don't know if you're going to go this week or not?
Probably got to go.
Got to get you some more trout for, you know?
Yeah, the way
trout and pups.
My neighbor had asked me specifically for some trout. So I gave him half of that fish. I gave him one whole fillet, and off that 20-inch, it was nice size fillet about so. So I gave him that. He was all happy.
That's good.
He come up one day and said, saw my flag was getting a little faded, and he had a brand new flag. And I was like, man, how am I going to repay you for this? One day he says, you ever get any sea trout? I said, oh, yeah. I said, I'll hook you up. So I felt good. You know, he gave me a nice new American flag, and I gave him a nice big honking sea trout fillet, so he was happy. Yeah, because I told him, I said, Charles, I don't know how you and Martha like it, so here's the whole fillet. I said, if you like it fried, I can go hit it on, drop it on the table and take the skin off for you. He could, no, we'll take care of it. I was like, okay.
Yeah.
Oh, our son's came, the ones that live out in Tallahassee and Middleburg, brought over, gave me a big Ziploc bag full of deer sticks. That's so good.
Where's that cut off of?
It's deer stick. I don't know. I don't know nothing about all that. But they have it made from deer meat. And then he gave me two big old shrink wrap things full of trigger fish and yellow tuna. I can't wait to try that.
You're talking about the ones that live in the Gulf?
Tallahassee.
Tallahassee.
Yeah.
That's some good stuff.
Is the deer stick sort of like beef jerky?
Yeah, it's kind of like that Slim Jim, but it's bigger. It's about that big around. It's about an inch and a half in diameter, inch.
So it's like jerky dried, smoked.
Yep, it's all cooked. You eat it just right.
Oh, my goodness.
Yeah,
it's so good.
So here we are sitting here with no breakfast. How come we don't have no deer stick to chew on?
Yeah, y'all told me to quit bringing it.
But that was Hardy's brother. You're talking deer sticks.
I had a customer of mine a bunch of ostrich jerky. And I mean, not jerky, but ostrich sticks, like you're talking about. Mm-hmm. They look like Slim Jims, but they were real long. They were about a foot long, and but they're packaged. I mean, they sell them, and they're surprisingly, they were very, very good.
Yeah, they put seasoning in it. I mean, it's got a little bit of jalapenos in it with some cheese.
Yeah,
some other seasoning in it.
My brother does a lot of hunting, and he they eat a lot of deer. We've gotten to where we just don't eat deer anymore. I haven't hunted in 30 something years now.
It's making me think of that when animals attack. I've seen deer attack a hunter, and I've seen ostrich attack people too. Both are bad news when they decide to take the fight to you.
Hopefully the sheephead will come, start biting better, this week too. So it's as far as getting out there and trying to do that. I see headhunters out there this morning. Done sent me a photo of, the sunrise, and then also sent me a photo of sheephead he's already called out there. So
sheep's head sticks.
Yeah, there you go.
Right?
Sheep sticks.
But I know you were talking about trying to get out there for the sheep's head. So,
wanting to get them things.
Yeah, you can get out there and get them. It's so funny. It's like they're not fired up all up and down the rocks like normal, but you go out there and move around. And especially if you got the trolling motor, like you have, to be able to just spotlight instead of dropping the anchor every place like I've been doing. Until I got my boat rewired. So I'm anxious to go out there and be able to do that now and not have to worry about the anchor rope, sticking it in those rocks down there. But I'm looking forward to that again. As you get older like this, you don't want to have to pull that anchor too many times. And I've been pulling it a lot here lately. So anyway.
That's rough.
Yeah. So getting out there, trying to get a hold of the sheephead, and I mean, we've been catching some really nice, black drum mixed in with the sheep's head. Haven't caught any black drum on the south rocks, but on the inside of the north, inside the where the red buoy is inside the rocks
up before between the blowout.
Between that red buoy and the wall, that's on top of the rocks. That area seems to be giving up some drum, in there. So that's where we've been catching most of our drum mixed in now, of course, we're catching drum in the river and also at the jetties bottom fishing, but that's where we're getting the bigger, 7, 8, 9 pounders. But
that's where my hippo rock is. It's real close right where you're talking about, the hippo rock. Isn't that rock looks just like a big hippopotamus head?
Oh, I was just say the one I like's got the big nose on it. I call that the nose rock sticking over there. That one's up in the wall, the one I like. It's like that. But as far as like getting out there and trying to do it this week, the redfish in the creeks seem to have gotten a little bit used to the water temperature because they're biting better now. So, than they were a week and a half, 2 weeks ago.
They're layered up.
Yeah, when that water temperature first dropped, because it dropped a lot there real quickly.
It did.
And, from it being like 80, and then 78, then 80, then 79, then 80, and then all of a sudden you go out there and it's 60.
60.
62, 63. And, you know, that's this is going to make it drop again now. You know, this cold front we're going to get tomorrow night. You know, you've seen the radar where it's going to move in here tomorrow night. Then we're going to be in the 60s. You know, we're even going to be in the 30s. Now, they talked one time about next week having our first freeze, and I didn't get to see, you know, I didn't notice it on the screen, whether or not they're still talking about having a freeze or not this week. But it seemed to me like it was either, you know, Wednesday, Thursday, something like that.
Yeah,
they were talking last week. This, you know, right before Thanksgiving, they were talking about it being our first freeze coming up this week. So
I hope not. I don't like that.
Yeah,
that
I don't like. Yeah, I don't like that word either. I don't want to, you know, ruin my. I got an orange tree and my big lemon tree and my satsuma tree. I mean, I don't want, you know, got three satsumas on it now, so I don't want to ruin them.
Yeah, I think what is it Monday? Monday or Tuesday is not going to break out. It's not going to break 60. It's going to be below 60 degrees.
Mm-hmm. I don't know. It changes chilly quite a bit, so I don't really know.
It does.
But,
yeah.
But anyway, having that front come through Sunday night is really going to, you know, change up for this week. So it is going to be dropping, you know, temperatures, and it's also going to drop that water temperature some more. So whether or not it fires the sheep's head up or whatever, but, you know, it's really going to have some changes, you know, this week.
Is that what Chip using on his boat, a little tripod or whatever to take those pictures? He's always got those nice cover shots with the trout. He's got something on his camera.
Yeah, he'll set it up on his console and hit the timer where,
you know,
where you can set it like a 5-second timer, and then you can step back and get ready and take the picture. You know,
they make a clamp mount too, where you can put it on that rail that goes over your console.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I need to get one of those.
Up 2 minutes.
Yep.
Yeah, I didn't like laying the trout down and taking a picture. It's always nicer holding them up.
It really is. Where you get a better idea of the size of it and the color of it. I mean, you know, you can lay a trout down, or redfish down on the floor of the boat and take a picture of it, but you've got that white background most of the time. You either got a white or an off-white color in your boat. And to me, it doesn't show the colors as good as when you're holding it up. I don't know why. You would think maybe just that whole back, the whole white background, it would show the colors better.
Mm-hmm.
But to me, it just, the colors don't look as good. It doesn't look as natural as if you're holding it. And, you know, whenever you're holding it, I guess it's because you got other colors surrounding it. It does something to the appearance of it. I don't know.
And they're beautiful when you get them right out of the water like that before they start to fade.
Mm-hmm.
Kind of like a, I don't know if y'all ever been on a boat, and when you boat a dolphin, they're absolutely lit up.
Yeah.
And you lay them down in the cooler in about 10 minutes, they're all faded silver.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah. And those things are really pretty whenever you first get them.
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
I got that little mount on the top of mine that I put the GoPro on.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. And it has a nice wide view, so you can get the whole bow and catch reeling in a fish or whatever.
Oh, yeah. Mm-hmm. That's pretty neat. All righty. Well, appreciate y'all coming in again this morning.
Enjoyed it.
Yeah.
Loved it.
Get out there and fish if you can today or this afternoon, because tomorrow it's going to start blowing. Going to blow for a couple of days and start getting really chilly. So anyway, stay tuned for Ask an Attorney, all about Florida law, coming up next, and we'll be back next week.